This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries, which is dedicated to teaching and preaching the message of the Kingdom of God. I'd like to have you get a Bible and a piece of paper and pencil or pen, and I want you to be able to write down the passages that we're looking at and studying so that you can go back and re-examine these passages later on. I'm sharing with you messages of hope, messages of truth, but I don't want you to take my word for it. I'm giving you the passages of Scripture so that you can go back and verify for yourself that what I'm sharing with you is, in fact, the gospel truth. We've been discussing 1 Corinthians chapter 15 on resurrection. Paul is convinced in the resurrected Lord that Jesus is alive, for he met him on the road to Damascus. That was part of his conversion experience. He also mentioned earlier in the 15th chapter that over 500 people saw Jesus alive. This passage, as Paul talks about resurrection, it is a reality that will come to pass when Jesus returns. From verses 35 through verse 50 of 1 Corinthians 15, Paul describes the fact that there is a physical body and a spiritual body. I'm going to commend this passage to you, verses 35 through 50. We won't take the time to read the entire passage because I want to share some thoughts from this. But Paul talks about a physical body and a spiritual body. Right now, we're in a physical body, and it wears out. It gets old. It deteriorates. And we die. And he compares it to planting a seed. He compares it to farming. When a farmer plants a seed, that seed that he plants, it dies and comes back to life, and what comes back to life is much grander than what was planted. For example, if you plant corn or you plant beans, what comes forth is much grander in splendor and in what it's able to provide than what went into the ground. As individuals, when we get old, or whenever it comes time when death occurs in our life or the life of our loved ones, we bury them in the ground, and they await a real resurrection when Jesus comes. John talks about this in John chapter 11 when he talks about Lazarus. Jesus compared death in John 11, to a sleep. And what happens when a person dies is they fall asleep in death. And their next conscious moment, will be resurrection when Jesus returns. For in death there is no knowledge of the passing of time. And the dead will be raised. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, the Apostle Paul says, and you can write that passage down and go back and read it, but Paul the Apostle says, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. A literal resurrection when Jesus returns. Again in John 11, when Jesus talked with Mary and Martha, they agreed that Lazarus, their brother, would be raised. And they said he would be raised at the last day. And that's the time of a literal resurrection. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And Jesus raised Lazarus back to mortal life that day. And they saw it. and they were amazed, but they saw it, and it was real. Now, Lazarus was raised back to mortal life, and sometime thereafter, he died again and was buried. But what will take place when Jesus returns in the future, and you don't know, I don't know, no one knows the day or the hour except for the Father, except for God Almighty. He's the only one that knows. Matthew chapter 24 bears that out, that only God knows, for Jesus himself said that he did not know, the angels of heaven don't know the day of the return, only God the Father knows when that day will be. And Jesus will return. God will send Jesus. And when Jesus returns, the verse we just referred to in 1 Thessalonians 4, will be that the dead in Christ, those who believe in Jesus Christ at the time of Jesus' return, who are asleep in the ground in death, will be raised back to life. The living Christians will be changed, and they're going to be changed from mortal to immortality. We're going to see more about that as we get into a little bit farther into this 15th chapter. But it's what is buried in the ground is one thing. What rises out of the ground is going to be more glorious than what went in the ground. Verse 42 of this 15th chapter says, so is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown a perishable body. It is raised an imperishable body. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last man, Adam, became a life-giving spirit. Now, what we're going to see here, as you read this passage, is that when a person dies, this 15th chapter is describing the individual as being sown in the earth. And that's what happens at a time of death. You take the person to the cemetery and you bury them in the ground. They are sown. And God is going to raise the person back to life. But the spiritual and the natural are different. Our body is not going to be the same when it comes out of the ground as it was when it went into the ground. We see here that the scriptures reveal a spiritual body that is going to be much more glorious than we can ever imagine. I referred to a passage a week or so ago from the book of Philippians, the 3rd chapter and verse 21, that says that our vile body will be fashioned like Jesus' glorious body. We're able to rot and decay and wear out. Our immortal body, when we are raised back to life, will be incorruptible, unable to be destroyed. We will be unable to die. The epistle of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2 says that we don't know yet what we will actually be like, because you and I have not seen an immortal individual. We have not seen an incorruptible body. All that we've had in our visual experience is something that wears out, something that is corruptible, something that is mortal. But we will be changed, and we will be fashioned like Jesus, who has a glorious body. And we will see him as he is. We're going to be starting into the 15th chapter and verse 51 now. And I want to have you take a look at that passage. We'll go more into it next week as our time is starting to erode away. But in this it says, Paul is talking about a mystery. And often you hear people talk about things in the Bible as being a mystery. God's word reveals mysteries. There is nothing that has to remain a mystery. I've been told that there are certain things that I have to believe and take it on faith, and that it's a mystery because it can't be explained. In my study, and I've looked into the word mystery, the mystery to the Christian is revealed in the scriptures, and the Bible will open up and share God's truth, and you can understand what it says. It does not have to remain a mystery. The truth of Scripture is revealed when God speaks to your heart when you read the words of Scripture. And Paul says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." There'll be people that are alive at the time Jesus returns, and that day is coming soon. We're going to pick it up here next week and hope that you stay tuned. Tune in again next week for another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow, and I hope that you will continue to be a student of the Word of God.